Okay, today's daf is Yuma on daf Pehei. Yuma Pehei, we are into the last few dafim here, Maseches Yuma, which discuss all about Inyani Tshuva. Daf Pehei Mabei starts with the Mishnah, about all the different mechanisms that of Kapara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Chatas Va'asham, Vadai Machaprin, Misa V'yamakipurim, Machaprim V'matshuva, Tshuva Machaperes, Alaveres Kalos, all different types of tshuva, as we're going to get into on tomorrow's daf. Also, Heichi Dami, what are the four chilukim that we're going to see on Amar Aleph, and what's Heichi Dami Bal Tshuva is on Peivam Mabez, all different types of questions of tshuva. So let's talk a little bit about tshuva and different types of tshuva that come up throughout the year. We know that there is a mitzvah, d'oraisa, at least the Rambam counts of vidui, but not specifically of tshuva. That's in Hilchos Tshuva. Kol mitzvah Shabbat Torah, bein asei bein lo asei. Imavar adam alachas mehen. If somebody violates one of the averos, bein rezadon bein bishkaga, kishe ya ase tshuva v'yashuv mecheto. When they do tshuva and return from their sin, chayev lehizvados levnei akel barachu. They have to do vidui. They have to confess. Shnemar isho isho kiyasu v'gomer v'izvadu. So the mitzvah is vidui. There is no specific time period given for the Rambam's tshuva. It's just whenever a person does a sin, he does tshuva. So it sounds like every day of the year is a call for tshuva. Right? The Meshachachba reflects this as well to answer the famous question on the Rambam of why the Rambam does not quote the mitzvah of tshuva. He just quotes the mitzvah of vidui, as if tshuva is just a background. So the Meshachachba explains in Devarim and Perak Lamed Aleph, that makes a lot of sense, because after all, you don't need a separate mitzvah of tshuva. What, to not do the Avera anymore? The same Avera that was warned, that was Muzhar in the Torah the first time you did it, is still around the second time. Right? Why do you have to do tshuva? Because it's an Avera, and you have to stop doing the Avera. You don't need a separate mitzvah to stop doing the Avera. So the separate mitzvah must be something additional, and that's the vidui. But again, that exists every day, as the Meshech Achva reflects. The shame tshuva kvima shemor shma eich nechsheves lemitzvah sheyashuv mikislo v'lo yechta od halo below a mitzvah mitzuva v'omeid libeli la'avra mitzvah l'shem yisparach. You're the same state that you were beforehand. V'chi b'shvil sha'avar v'shana b'hutra lo salgadaitach, because I started violating it becomes mutter. As har rishonash hamona'ato b'cheit terem shechata himona'ato b'cheit gam acharei shechata. But the specific mitzvah is extra. So there is a mitzvah every single day of our lives to do tshuva. But, as we know, there seems to be an idea of tshuva at specific times of year. The Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah of tshuva, Shin Samach Daled, mitzvah of tshuva / vidui, v'noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makom v'chol zman, v'zachar v'medekevus. But as we know, there are other aspects. The Rambam tells the Nechus Tshuva, Ava b'shetekeh shofar b'rosh Hashanah gzeres hakasov, remez yeshbo. And the Rambam has the Uri Shenem Yishenaschem, so there's a concept of waking up on Rosh Hashanah. There seems to be a tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. That's one. And then we have tshuva of the whole year, then we have tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, and then we have, as the Rambam says, Ba'asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom kippurim, hu yafe biyoser, umiskabelas himiyad. Shenemar dirshu Hashem behimatzo. The Rambam says, Aser simi tshuva seem to be a specific time for tshuva. And then, of course, the next halacha, Perek Beis halacha Zayin, yom hakippurim. Who's man tshuva, lakol, layachid, v'larabim, v'ukeitz, mechila, v'slichal Yisrael. It's a type of tshuva for all. L'ficha, chayem ha-makol, asos tshuva, u'lehisfados b'yom kippur, where everybody has to do tshuva, and do vidui on Yom Kippur, which actually starts on Erev Yom Kippur, as we mentioned a couple of days ago when we spoke about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So, our question today is, so is there a difference? Can we define a different motif in terms of all of these time periods for tshuva? There's tshuva the whole year, there's tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, there's tshuva of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and there's tshuva of Yom Kippur. Okay, so let's analyze each one. So first, the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Right, so interestingly, as we know, we don't really mention chet on Rosh Hashanah. There's no vidui, there's no ashamnus. Right, we don't mention chet. Right, so what type of tshuva is this? So maybe one could suggest, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that on Daf Bemtes, if the person says, marry me, Amanasha, I need tzaddik, I feel a Rosh Hagamar, Mukudeshes. If somebody says, Amanasha, I'm a tzaddik, even if he's very wicked, he is Mukudeshes to the woman. The woman is Mukudeshes to him. Why? Shema, hear her, tshuva, bedaito. Maybe he had a hear her tshuva in his mind. And the question is, what kind of tshuva is that? He didn't do tshuva, right? We're going to learn about what tshuva is if you're in the same place, in the same situation, and you withhold, right? What kind of tshuva is that? Right? And the Minchas Chinuch says, because of that, that's why it must be that there's no mitzvah of tshuva, because tshuva is even belave, the Minchas Chinuch suggests. But maybe there's another idea. Remember that Gemara about Azara and Daf Yud Ches, where the executioner tells Rabbi Charida ben Tradion, you know, if I take out the wet wool, and I make you burn faster while I go to Olam Haba. Amalo Katzatinori, Rebbe, Imani, Marbe, Bishal Heves. Venoto Svukin Shal Semer Me Alibcha. Atomi Bianet Chalam Haba. You'll bring me? Amalo Hain, he says, yes. Hishavali, Nishbalo. And that's what he did. Yatsa Nishbasa Vatara. And he jumped in. Afu Kafats Venafal Tochaar. Basko goes out. Ve'amar, Bichirim, Etradiot, Vekatzatinori, Mizuman Hanlechay Olam Haba. And the question is, what kind of tshuva was this? He didn't do anything in his life. I guess he did a little bit. He took off the wool, but this was the one mitzvah that he did after killing probably thousands of Jews. Right? So what kind of, did he really do tshuva? So explain the Achronim, Rav Soloveitchik explains, maybe there's a difference between tshuva gemura and a shame tzaddik. Like this Gemara in Tidushin Memtes, Amanasha Ani Tzaddik. He's not about tshuva. He didn't go through all the motions and balance out his life yet, but he still has a shame tzaddik. It's the decision. The decision to change one's life, and the epiphany, that is the first step of tshuva, or the first step towards tshuva. One might formulate it in one of those two ways. We'll call it a tshuva, but it might be the first step towards tshuva. Maybe that's the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. It's not a focus on a single act. There's no asham news. There's no chait. It's just about malchias. It's about recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of my life. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. He is the Melech. That gets us going. Either Gavlas Habori or Shiflas Ha'adam. We decide to be better. That's already a shame chadash. Right? That's the Rambam back in, remember the shofar wakes us up so we are no longer sleepwalking through life. Right? That's the Rambam. Right, that is the language of the Rambam, and maybe that is the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. It's the decision to change my life. The decision to change my life. That is number one. Good. What about the tshuva? And that's even fascinating. We say Rosh Hashanah is Hayom Haras Olam. Right, today is the, usually translated as the birthday of the world. But usually Haras is Hirayon. Right, which is pregnancy, right, which is even earlier. What does that mean? Remember Rabbeinu Tam in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Zayin, where Rabbeinu Tam talks about the Machlokas, when B'tishri Nivra Ha'olam or B'nisa Nivra Ha'olam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Elu ve'elu debri elokim chayim. V'ikal ha'meimar de B'tishri, olav ha'machshava livros. In Tishrei, it went up in Machshava, v'onivra ha'nisam. It wasn't actually created till Nisan. What does that reflect? Right, Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah is about the machshava, it's about the decision. Even Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the decision to create the world on Aleph Tishrei, and it didn't actually happen until Nisan. So it's about the early stages of the process, that is number one. What about Shuvah of Yom Kippur? The opposite extreme, let's go to that one second. Rabbi Yona, we know, as we know, Shari Tshuva quotes a separate mitzvah to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur. V'yavapi Shar Dalet. V'yavapi Shedis Chayav Noal Zeh B'choleis Hachiv Nosaf B'yom HaKippurim. V'atara Asher B'yadenu Hi HaTshuva V'tikin HaMaisim. Ki V'yom HaZeh Yichaper Aleichem L'tar Eschem. Shashem Yisbarach Metayar Osonu Min Avon Machaper Aleinu Kapar Shleima B'yom HaKippurim below Yisuris. There's a special idea of Tshuva on Yom Kippur. So what exactly is that? Is that Tshuva? So Rav Soloveitchik writes, in Al HaTshuva, you know that there are two elements of every sin, and therefore there are two elements of the tshuva process, and that is a sin is mitame, a machayev, and a sin is mitame, doing both. On the one hand, the sin is machayev. I did something wrong, and I owe something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. I'm chayev and onesh. It could be malchus, it could be anything, you know, worse than that. But that's chiyuv. I'm chayiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then also a sin is mitame. It lowers my spiritual status. It brings me closer to, further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It creates a mechitzas habarzel. Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'amo. That is the tuma element of a sin. So tshuva has to do both. On the other hand, tshuva has to both be mechaper and mitaher. Kapara is a lashon of covering up, a kapores. Kapores is the covering up of the Aron, the luchos are inside, right? So that's kaporis. L'chaper is to wipe away and to create a separation between the two. So that's kapara, and mitaher is a higher stage. Not only do I not, I prevent myself from having the chiyuv, that's kapara, gets out of the chiyuv, but mitaher returns me back to the previous state that I was in. It wipes the slate clean. I am no longer distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Rambam says towards the end of Hilchos Teshuva. Emesh haya mituav umeruchak. He was far, and today he is karov and very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an element of tara, not an element of kapara, right? So that's tshuva. How do you do this? What's the mechanism of becoming tahar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We could do tshuva on and kapara, and we shouldn't be punished. But what is the second element? So that maybe is the last Mishnah right here in Yuma on today's daf, where the Mishnah ends off. Our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, lefnei mi atem mitaharim u mi mitahar eschem. In front of who do you become tahar, and who is mitahar you? Avichem shebashamayim. In front of who you become tahar, maybe that's what we do. That's what we do. That's kapara, and that gets rid of the chiyuv. Umi mitaher eschem, and who is the one that is purifies us? What does that mean? Hashem comes and takes part in the process, and is mitaher us. We try to remove the stain, but then Hashem brings back the close relationship. Right? It's the only time of tshuva where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is active. Remember the Gemara we had earlier back on Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says, Hasatan is a gematria, tlas mea vashisan rabaha. They saw the gematria 364. Because there's one day a year, he does not have rishus. Tlas mea vashisan rabaha yome is le rishusa la astune. Biyoma tikipure, les le rishusa la astune. On Yom Kippur, he does not have any rishus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time. Maybe that's part of it. Right, because Yom Kippur is l'malam min hateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'malam min hateva, but Yom Kippur is l'malam min hateva. Right, maybe that's the pshuto shel mikra, says the Klal Yakar in Achremos va'al yavo b'chal eis el hakodesh. Right, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadashim. Right, b'chal eis. What does that mean? He can never go in. What do you mean? He can never go in. He goes in once. Lashon b'chal eis ein meduktak, says the Klal Yakar. Ki mashma b'chal eis lo yavo al haprakim yavo. That Tam Isser Biyasu Shama Talui Bechata Sa'am, Ki Avonosa Mavdilim Beinam Levenelo Kehem, Vil Kulkula Moneas Gambias Hakoen, Ki Asper Sa'am Tuliabo, Kvoshenemar Vachulu, Ki Im Biyom Kippur, Shekol Yisrael Nimshul Behu Malachi Ashari Shem Lamalam and Azman. The Enazman Sholet Bahem, they're not in time now. Alkein doma yom kodesh ze ki ilu eino bechlal ha'eis v'hazman. Wow. Ki kol yomos hashana bechlal ha'eis. Taino hazman chutz miyom ze. Right, this day does not have any, we're not under time. And because we're not under time, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain. Hashem can take an active role, and in that way, be mitaher us. V'remez l'davar, and the Klal Yakar says, that's the remez of hasatan ola shin samach dalet, v'yimos hachame v'vizva shin samachay lahoros, shebechol yimos hashana shasatan v'yetz ahara sholet, bibrios kulam bechlal ha'es, chutz miyom zeh, she'en l'satan memshalabo, alkein eina bechlal ha'es, shel kol yimos hashana, elu omid ba'atzmo, nivdal mikol yimos hashana. And that's al yavah bechlal ha'es. So that is maybe the unique tshuva of Yom Kippur. Right, Yom Kippur is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an active role and is mitaher us. Right, atonosin yad l'poshim. You put out a hand, we say in Ne'ilah, to poshim. He loves us, he gives us one day to become purified. Right, that's what the Haftorah for Shachris. Derachav ra'isi ve'erpa ehu. Not just dirshu Hashem behi matzo, that we find him, but he comes out, ve'erpa ehu, and I will heal him. So, tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is the decision. The tshuva of Yom Kippur is Sheltara, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and is Betairas. So now the question is, what's the bridge between those two? What's the bridge between those two of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So what do we do during Aser Shimei Tshuva? Right, the Rambam just says, Yafi hi biyoser umiyari miskabelas. Right, very little in Shulchan Aruch describing what it's about. So we know the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Taf Reish Gimel that we have to be makpid for Pas Yisrael. And about Safek Averos. Those are the two items mentioned. Afa Pichiro Nizra Bipashal Kusim. Paseres Yimei Tshuva Tzorach Lizar. During Paseres Yimei Tshuva, we have to be worried about Pas Akum. Ramah, V'yesh V'kol Adon L'chapes V'lfashpes V'maisav, we should all do Tshuva, V'lashuv Me'em Paseres Yimei Tshuva, V'safeg Avera Tzorach Yoser Tshuva Me'avera Vadai. And Safeg Avera is even more chamor than Tshuva Vadai. Ki Yoter Mischaret. It's easier to do tshuva when we know we did it than if we're not sure if we did it. And that's why Aseret Yemei Tshuva is a time to do tshuva for Safek Avera. So again, the question is, why dafka these two? What do these reflect during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Pas Yisrael and Safek Avera? So maybe the Gemara says on tomorrow's daf, on daf Pevav, two statements of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says Gedola Tshuva says Donos Nasas Lo Kishkagos. Reish Lakish says Gedola Tshuva says Donos Nasas Lo Kishuyos. Did the Averis change it to Shogigs or change into Mitzvos? Lo Kasha Kan Me Ahava Kan Me Yira. Depends on Ava and Yira. Why? Why does that make sense? Explains the Minchas Chein. Rav Olbam is safer on Hilchas Tshuva on page Kufyud Gimel here. It's perfect Mita Kenegan Mita. By Tshuva Me Yira, all I want to do is make sure not to be punished. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, I'll consider it a shogeg. And therefore, a shogeg you're not punished for. But if tshuva me'ava, I don't even want it on my record. Right? It's a deep feeling of wanting to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm upset at the aveira itself. I want to be close. So Hashem wipes everything away. That's tshuva me'ava, and it becomes a mitzvah. Maybe that is the element of Aseres Yimei Tshuva versus tshuva the whole year. Why do I do tshuva the whole year? Why? Generally, because of tshuva me'ira. I don't want to be punished. That's the lowest level tshuva. I want to make sure that I, I'm okay. How am I okay? I'm okay by making sure that I'm not going to get punished. But Aseres Yimei Tshuva is when we go above and beyond what we have to do because we want to be zoche to the tshuva of Yom Kippur. So once we make the decision on Rosh Hashanah, so then what do? We go through Aseres Yimei Tshuva trying to be extra machmir about things that, maybe technically we don't have to do tshuva for. Right? Pas akum, that's a chumrah. That's a chumrah. It's not like bishul akum and yayin akum. Those are halachas. This we know was halacha, but it never caught on, and therefore it's a chumrah. So when we go above and beyond for a chumrah, that reflects ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We really want to do what is ratzon Hashem, what we know He would appreciate. And therefore, that is what is reflected in the week of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is when we put the decision into action based on the fact that He is here, He's close by. That drives me to concretize and put my decisions on my head. So remember the Rabbeinu Yonah, and based on the Chazal in Pirkei Avos, Oy v'sabriyos v'karpon l'tara, Aaron HaKohen used to befriend people, and in that way people would say, wow, Aaron's my friend. Aaron's close to me. I better do some tshuva, because if he's close, he has no idea what kind of person I am. And therefore, it's not so nice for me. When Aaron felt that, holif elav umischaberimo, va'osa oso ohavo, va'achote ma'ala alibo, iloi Aaron yodea mitzpure libo, if Aaron would know what's inside, klum hayarotze b'chevrati, would he want to be friends with me? I'm muchzak in his eyes like a baal adam kasher. Achim yodeh machshavasi ara yisrachig bimeni mischaber l'rashas. I better do better because I want to be close to him. That's Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But I want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore I accept chumras. I have a higher standard. And if we're zochet to this successfully, then we go from the decision of Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, which is about the tara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps wipe the slate clean. We say in Slichas, on one of the days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, on the fourth day, Beit Kesel HaAsar, Hidinu Asanu Lecha, Adir V'Naor, between Kesel HaAsar and Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we come close to you, Ki Imcha Makar Chayim, because with you is the source of life, Ba'orcha Nira'or. It's Tshuva out of a recognition of Hashem's greatness and closeness, not out of Yira. Tshuva generally, the rest of the year, the whole year is Tshuva out of Yira. But on Yom Kippur, and during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, it is different. So Rosh Hashanah is about to hear her Tshuva. It's about the decision. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we take that, Tshuva Me'ava, feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by Yom Kippur, where Zoch Hashem reacts and comes and is Matayar us, giving us a clean slate. All different than the Tshuva of the whole year, which is Tshuva Me'yira. This could also be, maybe, the different Tshuvas in Sefer Yonah. By Rivlin points out in the Sefer on Yonah that really in Yonah there are three tshuvas. Nineveh does tshuva, Yonah does tshuva, and even the Malachim, the sailors, do tshuva. Anshei Ninvei, they're scared. They're scared. They don't want to be punished. That's Shuvah of Kalashana. Yonah tries to run from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's thrown overboard. He's sitting in the fish for 3 days. What happens to him? He has an epiphany. He makes the decision. He's ready to change. That's Shuvah of Rosh Hashanah. Let me give my nevuah. And then finally, the Malachim, the sailors, right, what do they do? They do Shuvah, but then they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring Karbanos. What do we need to know that for at the end of the section? Because maybe there were people who had action. They made things lemaisa, like Aseres made tshuva. They not only did something, but right afterwards they thanked the Kaddish Baruch Hu. They brought a lemaisa out of the sense of Ava, of their creator. They weren't Jewish, but maybe that's a certain sense. Okay, three possibilities of the tshuva of throughout the year related to today's daf.